this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Thing to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon here today with Shauna Theriault. We'll be joined later by none other than Jennifer Thomas.
Jennifer Thomas.
We've got a special treat coming up as well. But, Shauna, let's talk a little bit about
this
the stock market.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Up 20% year-to-date. Technology just running away with everything, still up 37.5%. And then there's telecom, down 7.25%.
Yikes.
Yeah. Telecom had a decent run last year. Does that count for anything?
Sure. It's just resetting where it's supposed to be, maybe.
very well could be. Energy's also down on the year. But, you know, all things considered, it's been an awesome year in the stock market.
No question.
Financials up 21%. Materials up 21%. Healthcare up almost 21%.
Are you going to be able to keep it going?
No. Consumer discretionary is only up 20%. What a disappointment.
Right?
Yeah. So from there, I mean, everything's great. Utilities up 17%, which is very interesting given their sensitivity to interest rates. Just looking as of this past week, market's down a little bit, 0.4%. 40 basis points, we would call it. Financials are up, though.
Yeah.
Financials up 1.14%, if we want to get precise.
Technical.
And, of course, we do.
Of course.
Yes. Well, I do. Consumer staples are up 80 bips. And discretionaries are up 0.1%. Everything else was negative on the week. So a little bit different.
That's interesting, discretionary. So where does the retailers fall in here? Is Black Friday not doing well?
No, I think the numbers that we've seen so far have been pretty decent. Yeah, and you know, it's a long purchasing season. Thanksgiving was early.
Seen a spike there, you know, but I guess that's not.
Well, I mean, most of this, let's face it, has been driven by earnings. And when you talk about earnings, we're, for all intents and purposes, through earnings season for the third quarter. If you look at the growth in sales, overall, the market, S&P 500, positive 5.33%. There was a time when all we had was earnings growth and sales weren't really growing much. They were more or less flat. We have long since left that behind. Sales growth of 5% is pretty substantial. Looking at earnings growth for the quarter, third quarter, over 7%, 7.1%. And that's after everybody but about one stock has reported for the S&P 500. So what's really interesting, and I know we've talked about this a few times, is when you look at information technology, everybody's made such a big deal out of the fact that it's up 37%. Well, look at this. Just in this last quarter, earnings for technology, 23.73% higher. That's pretty substantial, and it's been like that. I mean, it's not been quite this high, but earnings have been good in technology, which, you know, I'll still say that valuation is pretty high in the market. We're about 30%, a little better than 30%, at a premium of 30% relative to long-term historical price-to-earnings ratio, which is probably the easiest and most common way to measure that valuation. But when you have growth, especially in technology like this, it doesn't make it look as bad as at first it might seem when the market's up 20%. Its long-term average is about 10.4%.
Right.
It's been a good year, but earnings, look to earnings. One of the other things, and you know, we've talked about this a bit too, we now have some tax reform. We got it passed in the Senate last week. In the House a couple of weeks prior to that.
Right.
And now they're working out the details between the two plans. Who knows what we'll have, but pretty much everything I'm reading says that we're going to be closer to the Senate plan than we will be to the House. And the reason for that is the fact that when the vote is really close, they usually go to the entity that has the most likelihood of passage Passing. On a changed plan, and that's where they change the plan. So the House is most likely to fall in line with the Senate plan and hopefully get it to the point where it's not expected that they would have to vote again to get this through. Shauna, we got some information out of the economy this week. ISM Manufacturing Index looks like it fell a little bit to 58.2 from 58.7. That's not a percentage. It's not a big deal. It's just an index number. But anytime that index number is greater than 50, it shows expansion. So, you know, not too bad news. It is down a little bit, but not too bad. Had some hurricane disruptions, you know, earlier in the year. The supplier deliveries fell to 4.9. They fell by 4.9 points. Really, that's still trying to normalize from the hurricanes. One of the things that we watch pretty closely is the inventory index within there, and it slipped 1 point to 47, which is not expansionary, and it's the reason that we've been watching it so closely. Factory orders, manufacturing conditions remain pretty solid, but couldn't fully sustain the previous gains they had in October. They fell, but only by 0.1% from September. So not horrible news there, but also nothing to write home about, right?
Right, absolutely.
Do people write home anymore, really?
You text home, don't you?
Well, I think that's probably...
Email, text,
mall. You call,
Facebook it.
Call... You could probably
People
FaceTime.
Call on their phone?
You could FaceTime home. Our technology.
We were having a whole discussion about this. Teenagers don't use the phone to call anymore. It's just texting and don't call, just text.
Well, if you looked at my handwriting, you'd think I hadn't written in millions of years, and you'd probably be about right. If I can't type it, it's probably not worth doing because nobody can read it.
No, right.
Yeah. International trade, the deficit widened more than expected in October. Really. Basically, we're importing more than we export, and guess what? That's nothing new. ISM non-manufacturing index, better said, the services index, which makes up, you know, over 80%, 88%, I think it says here, of our GDP, actually softened a bit in November. Not a
small
huge concern.
Movements.
It is. It's tiny. It's nothing major. The survey slipped from 60.1. In October to 57.4 in November. Nothing major again. If it's better than 50, it's still expansionary. So a negative number is still a negative number. So, you know.
So all in all, everything's still going well in the economy.
It is. Just a slight pullback. So, you know, not too bad. When we look at MBA mortgage applications, which do give us a bit of an insight into housing, you know, still on a better trajectory. Heading into the new year, applications rose 4.7%, which reversed the previous week's decline. This is a weekly number, so there's usually a little volatility in it. Applications have risen 3 of the last 4 weeks, but they're
even
still
during the
down.
Holidays.
Yeah, still down 1.4. Yeah, after school starts, the housing market slows a bit.
Right.
But you get into the holidays, and it comes to a screeching halt.
Right.
Who wants to move during that time of the year? Purchase applications rose 2.4%. So, you know, all things considered, 6.9% higher than the year-ago basis. So not bad news there. Productivity and costs. When productivity rises like it did back in the 90s, obviously, it's really good for the economy and awesome for the stock market as well. We basically got an unrevised number here, relatively flat. Productivity is generally volatile, but at the moment, you know, the trend's improving, but it's still got a ways to go. So total unit labor costs shown to have fallen 0.2%. Jobless claims, this is one that we get quite frequently, too.
Right.
We look at this every week, and, man, that's been the bright spot of this economy for a long time now is the employment situation. Jobless claims fell 2,000 from the previous week, and the four-week moving average slid 750 from its previous week's unrevised level as well. Insured unemployment rate held steady at 1.4%. Looking at the interest rates, yield curve.
Yes.
This is something that we watch a lot down in research. The yield curve, meaning it's throughout all maturities, and usually borrowing shorter term gets you a lower rate than borrowing longer term. We would like to see the shape of that curve go up and to the right, basically getting higher as you go out the maturities. There are times when it doesn't exactly do that, and that's not a good omen for the future of our economy. But at the moment, we're looking at two-year treasuries rose 9 basis points to 1.8%. You get out to the 10-year. This is where we usually measure 2.3%, which fell 3 basis points or 0.03%. All things considered, it is a little bit of a flattening of the yield curve, which is still interesting to me that financials were up so big in the week. You know, that's usually means less profit for those companies, those financial companies, especially banks. You know, as long as interest rates are rising, some of the others do fine, but banks like it when the yield curve is steep, and steepening is better for that. So there you have it. 30-year mortgage, 3.91%. You guys stick around. We'll be back. Teased it a minute ago. We're going to have Sherry Martin on with Cobb Community Foundation talking about donor-advised funds. Y'all stick around. We'll be right back.
Hopefully we can survive the second blizzard coming through Atlanta this week.
We want to build a snowman or ride our bike around the halls. I think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the wall.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.